Hey guys, welcome back to Wani Sings. It's your host Wani, and I hope you guys have had a good month so far. I mean, I hope May has treated you guys well. I hope you guys had good things, good fun moments this month. And well, I really can't say for you guys, but for me personally, May has been like a whole month, like a whole lot of things, you know. Like just, you know, from the ending of fasting, and I had to travel to Lagos, and you know, like if I start breaking things down from like when me started, it's been like a whole lot of things. And then I got this new intern job, and it's just been draining. You know, this month has been stressful. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to say. It's been stressful for me personally. And look at it, it's just gone like that. Me, you're done with me now. I hope June is better. I hope June is better, to be honest, because guys, I need a break, you know. See that this episode is even coming in late. I need a break. Anyways, to the order of the day. Well, I have another guest as usual. He goes by the name Timmy TGB. He's a Canadian artist. Well, he's Nigerian, but he's based in Canada. And well, I've just love for you guys to meet him. I've been planning this for like a while, but you know, the time difference, you guys, the time difference has been a struggle, an actual struggle. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, you would just want to make this work, and then it's just not working, it's not clicking. It gets one person has to sacrifice something, you know. It's been wild, but like, we are finally here. We made it. We made it. So anyways, yeah, we'll go meet Timmy right about now. Yeah.
Hi Timmy, how have you been?
I've been well. I've been doing well.
You're doing good.
You?
I'm fine.
I've been trying.
You've been trying, keep trying. Keep trying.
Okay, now we'll give up for comp.
That was what I was going to say. That was what I was going to say. Now we give up, fuck up. Okay. Alright, now please give us a brief introduction of yourself.
Hi guys. I go by the name Timmy TGP, but my friends call me Bolaji.
I know that.
Oh yes. My government name is Abdulgafar Omobolaji Shitu. And then Timmy Lane is also one of my other names, so that's where like Timmy comes from. And yeah, TGB. TGB actually stands for my mom's first name, nickname, and my brother's name. And then my G is my own name in the middle. Kind of like they're always protecting me, so that's kind of like what TGB means. Yeah.
I was going to ask about that, but like, thank you for saying it. That's a lot of inspiration for your name. That's
a lot. So that's what it means. I stay in Toronto, Canada, and I make music because music is very interesting.
Good.
And I think that's what we need to know for now.
So. All right, okay, Naish. Okay, so just a little chat about Canada. How is Canada? You've been there for like how long now?
It's almost 5 years now. I moved there in 2017.
Wow, how has it been? Was there like a whole what do you call it? The whole culture shock when you got there?
I mean, not really, because I used to live in Lagos, so it wasn't really like culture shock like that, but it was a big difference, a big step up. But like,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, it was different. Yes, but we adapt, we changed, we evolved as a society, like needed to. So yes.
Okay, all right. As someone that makes music, what would you say is your is the kind of genre of music you make? The kind of genre.
I don't think I have one. Or to be honest, I just make music. Today I might be rapping. Tomorrow I might be singing. The next day I might be doing spoken words. So
it's just of everything.
It's just random. Yeah.
I see. No problem. Since you make music like everything, so you definitely listen to like everything. Like how people you listen to must be diverse.
I listen to a lot of people, but I have this like this blueprints that okay, these songs are my style, and then like I'm open to listening to like a lot of different type of music. Like it doesn't even matter what type of music it is, as far as it's good and it's interesting, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so you have your own style, but then you're open to like every other.
I try to like incorporate other people's style with what I think is my own style to now make it like
That's cool. Okay. Yeah. Alright, so how long have you been making music?
To be honest, I've been making music seriously for just 1 year.
What? Seriously? What were you doing before?
Before it was just like go to studio like once in 6 months or like once in five months. Yeah. But like during 2021 last year, I just like went to the studio all summer. Like all year round, I liked it, and I just said, okay, yeah, like let's just do this thing seriously now. And I just like
seriously now. Love that. Keep going on. How do you see this music thing? Like, do you want it to be like a long time, full time kind of thing?
I don't know. Like, for now, I'm still enjoying it. Whichever way it goes.
Enjoying it. Still don't know.
Whichever way it goes, it doesn't even matter. But like
whichever way it goes.
Yeah.
You had a song published before said that you started making things serious, right?
Yeah. I did which song did I even release last day? Take One. That was just a freestyle with just one of my friends. Yeah.
But that was the first song you published.
Not really. I did Jiggy Boys. That was 2020.
Exactly.
That was kind of like the question. Yeah, that was kind of like the first one that I published. Yeah.
Jiggy man, how are you doing? Bless the Lord for good living. We stay jiggy for life. We stay jiggy for life. Stay jiggy for life. We stay jiggy for life. Stay jiggy for life. Stay jiggy tonight, stay jiggy for life. She's feeling the guy, she ups in my right. Damn, stay jiggy tonight. I know, you see me stay jiggy tonight. Jiggy man, how are you doing? We stay jiggy for life. Bless the Lord for good living. We stay jiggy for life.
That was one of the 6 months studio time period. Where you just go to the studio for like one small quick thing. That was one of the projects.
If you could do that for like just your one 6 months kind of thing, I wonder how your full time would be. Because me, I like to.
Thank you. I have a lot of new music coming, but like we're just taking time to like finalize everything. But yeah, I'm working on a project, almost like 12 songs. So
hey, a full album.
Should be good. Oh yes. Yeah.
Okay. We should be expecting that. Should be expecting that. Like 12 songs. Oh my god. Sir.
Interesting.
I cannot wait to digest all of that.
It's interesting. It's even very it's gonna be an interesting project when it comes out. I know.
Don't worry. I trust in you. I have trust in you.
Thank you.
Alright, so do you write your songs?
Oh yes. I do all of them. I write most of them. Yeah. I write most of them, like 90%. But when I'm in the studio, I went with the producers and the engineers. We also like exchange lyrics too.
Yeah. I get a vibe.
So I have like co-writes too with like my engineers and producers.
So what's like the process behind your songwriting? Like, what gives you the inspiration when you're writing your lyrics and stuff?
I personally, I like to feel the song before I even do it. So like if I get that, I'll do that, maybe I'll the idea of what I want to sing, and then when I go to the studio and they play me the beat, I'll just like flow on the, I'll first do like a freestyle, because I usually start with a freestyle. All my songs always start with a freestyle, and some of them I just like do the freestyle and I just end up just leaving them at the freestyle, and then just like maybe put in like another chorus or something to make it into a song. But like usually I start with freestyles and then I go on to write them if I think I need to like improve maybe some of the lyrics, or like so improve the story. Yeah.
Yeah, you should just write to feel in.
Exactly.
You already have the format from your freestyle. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so how's the Canadian music scene looking like?
Well, to me, it's still fresh, because I just started like even like meeting new people this year, like people that are like doing music on my own kind of level too. This year, I did my first show last weekend, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was good. I didn't expect it to go that way. Oh yes, it was good.
Do you know what you want to do with music? I feel like
I want to like do another show. I'm trying to get on more shows now, maybe in this summer, because there's a lot of shows that like I think will be happening all like around Canada, around Toronto. So I want to try to get in more, like perform more, see how it goes, and then maybe we can like finally do this music thing seriously. The first performance done the Gimme Ginger.
That's your morale.
Exactly.
No problem. I hope you get this.
I will. Hopefully.
Awesome. That one. Hopefully. About it.
It was a small thing. It's just like an underground performance thing. Like really? Just a group of friends. Yeah. It was nice though.
Apart from making music, what else do you do?
I'm a student, that's one, and I also like do painting on the side, but not really big deal. I just like, I have like a couple of friends that like do painting, so I collab with them and like do like some abstract painting and stuff. So yeah, I do a little bit of that.
You are this persona. Everything you do is related to art.
We just try to express, you know, every little way that we can, you know.
Wow, an expressionist.
Yeah. Exactly. And then I just ride skateboard, and I think that's all. And I go to school.
Sorry. Yeah, I know you're like a skateboard fan. Like, what would I call it?
Yeah.
What was crazy about it?
I'm not really crazy. I just think it's cool. Oh yeah.
Cool. You just think it's cool. Really?
I wouldn't say I'm crazy.
Don't lie. Okay, no problem. I almost thought you were going to like start a podcast too.
Oh yes. But that's gonna be when my project drops. Probably gonna be a podcast, just doing like a recap. Maybe bring some of my friends on that would like talk about the project. But hopefully.
That's cool.
But I also work on a podcast with my friend. It's called Behind Closed Minds. We just talk about random things, you know, interesting topics.
Yes. That's alright. That's cool. Anyway, what any future collabs you have in mind?
I'm looking for future, so people that want to feature me on music and everything. Well, I have on my project, I have two features with one of my friends, Richie. I think that's the only feature that's going to be on my project. And
only one.
The project is mostly
deciding.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know yet, but we'll see. But the project is mostly just me, you know, like taking music serious. So like it's just mainly me just like expressing myself, you know, like exactly. So that's
time album.
Yeah, exactly, that type of thing. So that's why it's just like that. But I have other features with my other friends too. I have other features that I'm even working on that might even drop before the project.
So that won't be on the project, but might drop.
Yeah, that won't even be on the project. That might even drop early. So we'll see how everything goes and like if you can like get things sorted out like early. Then yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of music coming from OAS.
A lot of music.
Watch out.
Yeah. I'm watching out. So would you like to work with, like, specifically any artist, mainstream, underground? Like, do you have anyone you've been wanting to work with for, like, a while?
Wanting to work with? I mean, I don't know.
Or that you would just like to work with? That could be a wish, you know?
Somebody that I would like to work with is... Someone I would like to work with Lady Donley, and I would like to also work with the Caveman.
Donley and the Caveman, that's such a...
Those two people I would like to work with there.
That's like a pretty collab. Like, I don't know how else to describe it.
Some nice, classic, beautiful music.
Like a
music.
Classic stuff.
Exactly,
oh my God.
That type of thing, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh.
My favorite artist, I mean, every person I look up to the most is Lady Donley. She's the one that inspired all my music.
Yeah,
everything itself, even the style.
Wow.
She's the one that inspired it, yes.
Now that is something you're a fan of. Oh, that's someone rather a fan of. You're crazy about that one. That one.
I wouldn't say crazy.
You still crazy. Wouldn't say crazy.
Crazy is extreme. Crazy is extreme.
Let me just stop it.
Crazy is extreme.
Let's stop it.
I'm a big fan.
Wow.
Yes.
Let's stop it. Let's limit it to a big fan.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you. No problem. Anyways, your thoughts on the Nigerian music industry? I know you're not here, but you know what's happening, you know.
I think it's interesting, so it's good. Like the way like a lot of people are new artists are coming up now and like there's opportunities for new type of music. It's interesting.
New artists coming out,
exactly.
New music coming out, new albums coming out.
People like us that have very distinctive style. We can now come and not be scared that people won't listen to our song because it's all rap or English.
The industry is becoming more open.
Exactly, so that's good.
Thank God.
People like Rema and like the likes are already giving us like limelight to be experimental with Afrobeat, so
yeah,
that's very, very good for us.
People mixing alternative music and Afro music are coming
out,
and we are all accepting them.
Exactly, so that's good that the Nigerian industry is open to like new things, which can only make it better.
True that. So. Okay, so you published a song recently, Singer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to be on the project, let's just say.
Oh, it's not going to be on the project. That was meant to be on the project I was meant to release last year, but I didn't. That's not good. It's not going to be on the project.
It's not
going to
be on the project. I love it. How long have you been
holding
that song?
Oh, I've had that song for like a year, bro. I did
you
that song like
songs. Oh my
I
God.
Did that song like last year, last summer, like May or when.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that song is long.
That's like really last like too long. I mean,
there's a lot of songs that's like just sitting there. But we're going to release everything when everything is ready.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
There's plenty of good music. It's just coming.
Okay, so right, we should be expecting the music video.
Music video. Me, I'm the shy type also. Music video, that one.
You are the shy type. Why are you shy? I'm making music. Don't worry. I know what people of your type do. They don't wear very big, heavy shades. Where do they have face?
So that we don't see our eyes on it. We don't see how we are shaking inside.
Anyways, we should be expecting a full project, right?
Yes. The title of the project is Blonde Segment Volume 1. It's going to be interesting.
I love that blonde segment. That's the name of the album. Say it again.
Mm-hmm. Blonde segment. Yes, blonde segment.
So that's it. I thought you said something after it.
Volume 1. It's just like Volume 1.
Oh, Volume 1. I really thought I was hearing something else. Blood segment, Volume 1. Love that. So when should we be expecting it? When do you think everything's ready and should be due?
Hopefully everything should be ready by August.
August this year.
If not August, maybe early September. Hopefully August. If not
early September, when should we be expecting it?
If not August, then it's early September. It's like, you know,
final.
One or the other. It has to be one or the other.
It has to be. It should
we
be.
Can't, we can't. Be. We can't hold the music for too long. We just have to let it go. At some point.
I think it's
simmered
enough for it. It's time.
Exactly.
Let us eat it.
Exactly. So that we can make new ones, you know?
Exactly. You know, some new ones can come into the fold, as you understand.
Exactly.
Yes.
Later September.
Later September. Okay. Yes. All right. Love that. Okay. So I have the segments where you have random questions here, and pick three random numbers.
Yeah.
Numbers 1 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whichever question is your number, you answer. You don't tell me you're passing.
All right.
Okay, you can actually pass, but then you still have to answer.
All right.
Okay, good. No, so, like, give me your first number.
23.
Wow, you really went far. 23.
That's Jordan year. That's the best year. So yes, give me 23.
Okay, now let's see. Have you? Sorry. Is that one thing that you want to get right now, but you can't afford to get it right now?
Finish my project. Well, it can't be possible. I said finish my project, but it can't be possible right now.
Oh, okay. Like, release it. That far.
Sorry?
Is that why the release date is that far?
Yeah, no, because there's still a lot of work to do. I wish I don't have to, wait to that time to, get it done. I just wish everything is just, pa, 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 boom, shum.
You
understand?
You need a fairy godmother.
Exactly. It's just, fasting everything. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Give me your second number.
The second number is 20.
20?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever had a stalker? You know, as the pretty boy that you are.
Oh, nah. Nah. Maybe none that I know of, but nah.
Okay, true. None that you know of. Alright, now give me your third number.
Number 7.
Your number, now you're picking them, I don't know.
That's hard though.
You've been asking the other ones too easy for me.
That's what I'm trying to think. What's so necessary to me, but I can't do without it?
Think now. See, what are the things that you use on a daily?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think there's anything unnecessary that I can't do without. Everything that I don't know.
Everything that you have, you think it is necessary for you to have.
Yeah, I think so.
But other so that
exactly, but like everything has a purpose. Even if your phone and battery safe, slippers, clean safe.
Okay, no problem now. I'll let you. You can skip it. If you don't have let me a think, valid give answer.
Give me one more minute. Let me think so hard. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that I can think of. And there's nothing. Like, I'll just skip past.
Nothing.
Everything is
you know, something you do to your hair that's unnecessary. You know, that could ever choose something.
Okay. What's so unnecessary that I... Okay. Okay,
my darling, I mean,
everything is necessary, sorry. Everything for is
you.
Necessary.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay. Necessary.
All right, if you say so, no problem. I believe in you. There's no need for you to bother to answer another question.
Okay, I can try to answer another question for that one. I'll try to maybe pick another number.
Okay, pick another number.
Okay, I'll pick number five.
Number five. Okay. We single or taking?
Oh yeah, I have a girlfriend.
He's taking. You see, it's so easy to answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Now we can move on. Happy for you.
Say happy for me.
The married man. Okay. Girl, nobody should shoot their shot to you if you say so. Anyways, let's move on to the next segment. Okay, this should be the last because we need to do other things at our time, don't we? Okay,
don't worry, we can spend all the time here.
All the time here. Okay. This man likes hearing my voice. Okay.
Oh wow.
I see no other reason, no, so don't try to bring another reason. Okay, that's my voice. All right, the next segment. Okay, this is an artist, this or that.
Okay.
All right, so first of all, you pick between one thing or the other. That's basically that in the name. Okay, so the first one, would you in like a record label or would you prefer to be an independent artist?
I prefer to be an independent artist.
What did you say?
I'll prefer to be an independent artist.
Okay. Love that. So would you prefer Apple Music or Spotify?
I'll prefer Spotify.
Why? So far.
I think Spotify just gives you more options to like deal with your artist profile.
I think that's like everyone's general reason. That's like a major, reason. Like sometimes Spotify just gives you like what you want. Like you don't even have to
Apple Music is too limiting, especially when it comes to Apple artist profile. Like you can't really do much.
It's just like your go-to for mainstream songs.
I know, right? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's what it's for. Spotify is still the best.
Still the best. Okay, so to the next one. Would you prefer touring or concert?
They're pretty much. I mean, I don't know. I think I prefer touring though.
You prefer to tour. You don't want to have a. You feel like a 3-day tour or like a 3-day concert?
I prefer touring, bro. I don't want to do concerts, bro.
You are a really shy man.
I think touring is even more passionate than concert. Is too many people. Touring is just you and
true.
Your
concerts,
band.
Concerts, like people
can't
even like really reach you because they're just on the same track. But like touring,
exactly.
You sometimes even have to meet your fans. Like
exactly, touring is intentional. concert.
You are sure you want that?
Yes, wow. I would rather do Tori because I can be very passionate about my music when I talk, because it's my song, it's my show. They are all coming to come and see me. So, you know.
Same for concert.
Torin is more passionate for me, so I'll say Torin. Concert is good.
Yeah, more passionate. But I love that.
Concert is a lot of other artists too, and a lot of other fans.
Yeah.
And some of them are not even like you. And it's just like another struggle again. So.
True. Okay. I see your point. That's valid. Okay. Next one. Would you prefer to Netflix and chill, or would you prefer to just clubbing?
I would say Netflix. I'd say Netflix and chill.
I could already see that you're that type of person.
I like to club, but I like to club, but maybe once in like 1 month or like,
wow.
Maybe like once. I'd rather just stay home.
Really? Yeah. Okay, now, if you say so. So the last one. Would you prefer trap music or drill?
Ooh. Well, I think it's drill. I think I would prefer drill. I don't know, man. I think it's drill.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's... Bro, I think it's drill. Good drill. Good drill beats. Good
that
drill
beats.
That
would be busting your head.
Exactly.
Okay.
That one is... I think it's drill. I don't like American rap like that anymore.
Okay, now. If you say so, I agree with you.
I mean, Drew is still like very good now compared to
America. And I love Drew. I love all genres, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But Drew is a good pick also, so you know.
Yeah, I like that you good want. Story though. Right?
What?
And something that I said, music that has good story. Drill, this the UK drill artists, they know how to write all their crime stories. Very interesting when you listen. Yeah.
All right, now no issue. Whatever you say, I love your reason. You make me see your point of view every time. Like that. Mm-hmm. I like.
It's good now, so that people can just understand. You know, so.
We can understand. Alright, so we are done with two segments of the show, and I think we are done here. So my darling, give us your sign out, give us the words to the people listening. Let me have it. Let us have it. Sign out.
Hi guys, I still go by the name Timmy TGB, and thank you for listening today. Thank you for tuning in to One If Sins. There's still more music coming from me. My project is probably going to drop in August or early September. And you can always follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Timmy TGB, like TIMITGB on all social media. Thank you, guys. And thank Wani.
Thank Wani for bringing me on. Thank God. Okay, guys, thank you guys for listening. Please check out Timmy TGB everywhere. And I think that's the stage name. That's the name on all of his profiles, the social accounts. So follow him, listen to him. And I think that's his name will be here anyway. So just tell him it will be here. So, that's all. Thank you for coming to the show, Timmy. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for hosting me.
You've been
like
a perfect guest.
Thank
you. Thank you for making good music too.
Thank you for appreciating good music too.
That's true. I thank myself too at this point.
You know.
Thank you for coming. Have a good day, night.
Yeah, and you too. It's 5 a.m. I'm just gonna crash now.
Oh my god, have a good morning. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Bye.
All right, good night.
Bye bye. Mm-hmm. Good night for you. Okay, well, darling, that's so sad. Bye.
Cheers.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, that was Timmy TGB, and I hope you guys had fun listening to us talk, you know, our small yarns. I hope you guys had fun, and I want you guys to check out Timmy, check out his songs and his social media, of course. He has a new song out right now. It was released like a few weeks ago, so y'all make sure to check it out. It goes by the name Singer. Yeah, like a singer, you know, say a singer. So check that out, stream it up, and you know, when the project drops, y'all know what to do. Y'all know what to do. Go stream it up, listen to it, vibe with it. And yeah, that's it. It's a full body of work coming. So let's expect that, you know. When it drops, turn up with it. That's it. Basically it. So yeah, thank you guys for listening on the show. Thank you for sticking with me this far. Thank you so much. So, you know, it's every time I have to say it. I love you guys. I love you guys so much. So thank you. And I hope you guys have a good month coming. So happy new month in advance. Hope you guys have a happy June. And yeah, for me too. I hope I have a happy June too. So yes, don't let nobody stress you. I repeat, don't let nobody stress you. Have the time of your life. You know, I keep saying this, have the time of your life. Don't let nobody influence you, you know, except it's positively, you know. So yeah, that's it. Love you guys. Now I'm going to go back to my intern work. You know, it's draining, but it's also fun. So I'm gonna go back to that, and I'm going to leave you guys to enjoy yourselves. Have a good time at work, in your house, you know, wherever it is. You know. Remember to vote also. Let's all vote. I hope we all have our PVCs. And yeah, that's it. Let's pray. Let's keep praying. Let's pray for a good Nigeria. And then let's actively go and vote for a good leader. You know, it goes hand in hand. So yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good month. See you next time. Bye. Toodles.